The Rich Youth. It was then that a young man approached him and asked, "Master, what good work must I do to receive eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you ask me about what is good? Only one is good. If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments." The young man said, "Which commandments?" Jesus replied, "Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "I have kept all these commandments. What is still lacking?" Jesus answered, "If you wish to be perfect, go and sell all that you possess and give the money to the poor, and you will become the owner of a treasure in heaven. Then come back and follow me." On hearing this answer, the young man went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, believe me, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven." On hearing this, the disciples were astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked steadily at them and answered, "For humans it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter spoke up and said, "You see, we have given up everything to follow you. What will be our lot?" Jesus answered, "You who have followed me, listen to my words. On the day of renewal, when the Son of Man sits on his throne in glory, you too will sit on 12 thrones to rule the 12 tribes of Israel. As for those who have left houses, brothers, sisters, father, mother, children, or property for my name's sake, they will receive 100-fold and be given eternal life. Many who are now first will be last, and many who are now last will be first."